Now, you mentioned this, the part of the tree that grows underneath the ground. You call those the...
The roots.
Okay. Have you ever heard of using roots or vines for medicine?
Yes. Now, there's a, what they call the sassafras. You make tea out of that. A lot of people believe in that in the spring, you know, makes new blood. And what other kind of roots? The sassafras is all I can think of that grows into a tree, you know.
What about vines or plants?
Well, now, what is the artichoke? Do you use the roots of artichoke? Now, that's a, it's not a vine. It's more of a plant, like an okra.
What do you use the roots for?
People cook them, I think, and they're used for food, artichoke.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a kind of a white root, like a sassafras. But I imagine you'd call that a vegetable.
Okay, and the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
That's the maple.
Okay. And if you have a lot of these maples growing together, you'd call that a what?
A grove.
Okay. This is the kind of tree that has broad leaves that shed all at one time. It's got long scaly bark that peels. It's got little knobs of balls on it.
That's a tree, a hickory.
No, I'm thinking of, it's something else. It's got, it doesn't have nuts on it. It's just got this little ball, sort of.
Mm. And it grows to a tree?
Yeah, the tree has broad leaves that shed all at once. It's got long, scaly bark, white bark.
Is it sycamore?
Okay. And could you tell me what some of the trees are that grow around here?
Well, we have, we used to have elm, but the elm has all kind of died out. It had some kind of disease. And we have oak, hickory, and a few chestnut. Not many chestnut trees grow here anymore. And
what about a shrub or bush that has leaves that get very bright red in the fall, and it's got berries on it that are poisonous?
That's not a holly.
No.
Nandina?
No, I think the bushes, it gets, it's got a little red bunch at the top. It grows on a hillside, and it's got, the leaves turn bright red in the fall.
I see.
People used to use it for tanning leather. It's got little clusters of berries.
That's not a mistletoe.
No. I think it's soup or shoot.
Sumac?
Okay. How would you describe that?
Well, I know they have big fronds of leaves, like a fern-like. Now, a lot of people do use that sumac, make wine out of it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm thinking about poke berries. That's what they use. I don't know whether the sumac, I don't know whether that's poison. I mean, I don't know the results of that.
Yeah.
But I know us kids used to get it, and it's kind of a bitter taste to it. But as far as that goes, we didn't ever eat it, or, you know, just taste it.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of bushes or vines make your skin break out if you touch them?
Oh, that's that, you get it in the fall of the year.
No, it's not something that you get. It's